It's time for Sports Day.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day.
Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
Canes game, and they're going to be playing Georgia Tech. First ACC game of the year. They have answered the call all year long. We like the way they seem like they're comfortable in how they're playing. They understand themselves. They got Francis Malagoa, who has been just a man. They have got some big boys throwing around, a lot of different players. Tyler Van Dyke has looked like he has progressed as a quarterback, not just throwing darts, but he is throwing finesse passes and little bubble screens. And oh man, let's hope today against a not great Georgia Tech team, this team can, off the bye week, which is good. Cam Kitchens coming back tonight, supposedly. It's always good to have
him really
back.
That's good
yes,
news.
Cam Kitchens is supposedly be
the
back.
All-American is back. That's good.
That helps. Good week. You know what? Kind of like the bye week right before the ACC season starts. Get everything right. Get everything set. And let's get going for the long haul. Very excited about that. Tomorrow, the Dolphins play against the New York Giants. The Giants are not Giants along the offensive line. So hopefully Christian Wilkins, Sealer, maybe even some Agba, maybe even, I don't know, somebody else can get some sacks. Our guy Javon Holland maybe can get in there from the safety position on a blitz or
something.
All right,
tomorrow's a Mike White game. I need to see Mike White.
I pray that we see Mike White. I mean, when I say Mike White, at the end of the game, when the game's well
yeah,
away,
it's a blowout.
Laughing.
You guys won. The Dolphins won. This is a Mike White game.
No Teron Armstead, though. You're not going to see him for a while. He's
You're
on the IR.
You're not going to see him probably till November. Hopefully by November.
I think, though, you know, we don't have Jalen Ramsey, and we don't have Teron Armstead right now. I still think that we can keep our head above water. I don't feel as though it's a death knell or anything like that. I think the team is fine. Just let's get them healthy. Let's get them right so that we can make the right time run at the end of the season. I'd like to see it. I'd like to hear this montage. If we could play it real quick, a little week that was here in South Florida.
It is loud as we welcome you back to Red October here in Philadelphia. Just about set for the first pitch between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Miami Marlins.
It's Inter Miami in the all pink tonight. From right to left, it's Chicago in the navy blue. Really all on the line here for Inter Miami. They cannot be eliminated tonight mathematically. They cannot clinch anything tonight mathematically. But it's a massive fork in the road for this team. Win in the driver's seat for that play-in spot. Draw, you start running out of time. Lose, you're on the brink of elimination.
Yeah! No, they give it on a reverse to the left side. Touchdown, Miami! That's A-Chan again.
Swing and a ground ball left side. Boom to his left. Scoops it up. Throws on the run. He got him. Yes. The ball game's over. The Phillies pitching rules the day as they take game one of the wild card series, a 4-1 win over the Marlins behind Zach Wheeler and the bullpen. Hey.
Dombrowski blocks out for handball. And is it given? Yep. It is. 53rd minute. Martinez a chance to equalize against the young Chris Brady. Martinez successfully tucks it away. 7-for-7 this year on penalties, and it's 1-1.
Backhand beat through the neutral zone. Nick Cousins then looking off to his left. He's got his man, Anton Lundell, to the slider shot. Top shelf. He scores, and Anton Lundell ties this game at 2 with 9:50 to go here in the third.
Handoff fakes to Cook. It's a keeper by Allen, and he's going to sail into the end zone. An 11-yard touchdown run on the quarterback keeper. Oh, the Bills running away now, up 27 with an extra point.
The whistle comes from Joey Dickerson, a 4-1 final in favor of the Chicago Fire. A pivotal evening in the playoff race, a fork in the road for Inter Miami, and they travel the road that gives them a very, very small chance of making it through now. It's going to be difficult. It's not impossible, but tonight they'll have to pick up the pieces and get back at it on Saturday against Cincinnati.
The final seconds tick away. The Ottawa Senators come away with a 4-2 victory over the Panthers.
couple of late goals make the difference for Ottawa. And that's how this one ends.
What's happening around basketball? Do you feel like there's an extra sort of chip on your guys' shoulder, or is it sort of business as usual?
Nah, no chip on my shoulder. I can't speak for everybody else. We're a good basketball team. People gear up to beat us. It's a sign of respect. It's not the way
I do it. No balls, two strikes. Soto ready. He kicks the pitch. Strike three called. He got him looking. 100 miles an hour, and Chisholm takes it for strike three, and the Phillies take the wild card series, sweeping Miami with a 7-1 win.
Get to the headlines. The Dolphins have traded for Bears receiver Chase Claypool. Hopefully we get to see him tomorrow. Get a couple catches in there. That would be nice. Chicago will receive a sixth round pick in 2025. We get their seventh round pick in 2025. You will not see Teron Armstead. He has been placed on the IR. Miami Giants tomorrow at 1. Pregame begins at 9 a.m. right here on 560 WQAM. Vlad, I know it's not Teron Armstead's fault, but why am I kind of like angry at him? Because I knew he was going to get hurt.
Because he did exactly that. It was like, you know, like Sergey telling you that Dame Lillard wasn't going to come to Miami.
It's not his fault.
When you've been told something and you still didn't want to listen to it or adhere to it.
So I'm mad at myself.
And then it happens. Yeah, you're mad at yourself for not listening to Vlad and everybody.
Because I thought that if I said he wasn't going to get hurt this year, it would possibly happen. It's not his fault. Okay. Why am I upset?
All right. It's not his fault.
Right. It isn't his fault. I mean,
What are you, Gene Snitsky?
It's not
my fault. Yeah, no.
Miami Hurricanes are going to be blacked out tonight when they take on Georgia Tech. 8 o'clock kickoff. Vlad, are you going straight to tailgate after this?
Do a little work and then go into the game.
Okay. That sounds pretty good. Notre Dame, Louisville square off tonight at 7:30. Louisville's undefeated. Don't look now. Notre Dame 5-1 with after that debacle at Ohio State at the end of the game.
Well, no, it was the debacle at home against Ohio State.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. It was against Ohio State late in the game.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. That's going to be a...
We'll see how good Louisville is.
Yeah, I don't know if Louisville's undefeated, but are they really that good? Good, you know what I'm saying?
And you know, we got them. They're one of our common opponents for the Miami Hurricanes. Boston College,
well, yeah, ACC,
and Florida State. Yep,
ACC, and Notre Dame hasn't really lost to an ACC team in like a long time. I think they have like a 20 plus game winning streak against them.
We'll see. The Heat's red, white, and pink charity game is Monday at 7 o'clock. $5 gets you in for a good cause. Of course, Miami opens the preseason officially Tuesday against Charlotte. Got some baseball action.
So they're playing a scrimmage Monday and then a preseason on
yep,
Tuesday?
Yeah. It's a very informal scrimmage. $5 for breast cancer and, you know, it's a good thing. We're actually going to be airing it here on 560 WQAM, but I implore you, if you do feel like catching a little action, $5. That's all it costs to see the team go at it, bring the kids, have some fun, and then you get preseason. And we know one thing about preseason NBA basketball.
What's that?
Nothing. I'm just saying. it means something, right? Right now, in Major League Baseball, the Rangers and the Orioles are in a delay. So they were supposed to start at 1 o'clock.
Weather delay, huh?
I know, man. I'm going to get it. Twins, Astros at 4:45. Braves, Phillies at 6. Then at 9:20, you get Dodgers and Diamondbacks. All of those
best division series got to be Braves, Phillies.
Yeah, that's interesting, man, because the Braves have been known to in the playoffs every once in a while, and the Phillies have been known to get ahead in the playoff series, especially like last year when they made it all the way to the World Series almost. Walked away with the big trophy at the end, but the Astros had something to say about that. Congratulations, Dusty Baker. Much love. Lionel Messi, we're going to talk about this in the next segment. Is he going to play or not to play tonight? Inter Miami versus FC Cincinnati. FC Cincinnati already wrapped up the best record in MLS. That is going to kick off at 7:30.
And they got revenge on them on their mind.
Nasty revenge on their mind. They looked very upset when we beat them in that U.S. Open Cup semifinal. Penalty kicks with Messi. They're coming. We better be ready. Because if we don't get points tonight, I think that might be it for the season. And we're going to talk about what implications.
You got to win them all.
Not making the playoffs, what implications that might mean for the roster of Inter Miami. And when I say the roster, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
I mean, everybody is not Messi, Alba.
Well, no. There's other ancillary parts to Messi, too. Okay? Let's not say he's the only one. Panthers defeated the Lightning 6-3 in preseason play Thursday. The two will face off again tonight at 6. And you know what they say about NHL preseason play, Vlad?
Nobody cares.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I don't know. FIU lost to New Mexico State 34-17 Wednesday, while FAU will play today at 6 against Tulsa. And Sandy Alcantara is out next season following Tommy John surgery.
That sucks.
Man, you know, this is the thing. You have a season where we're going to talk about this also in the next segment, where you're just happy. You're successful. It was a great season no matter what. You kind of end in a thud. You score one run against the Phillies, don't win anything, never really lead. And then you're like, okay, looking back on it, I'm okay. Before you can even basically say, looking back on the season as a whole, I'm happy, you get this news, Sandy Alcantara, not going to be playing next year with Tommy John surgery. It's like, give me a week. Can we have a week? Just a week.
I do. You know what? I agree with you with that, because it was like, man, you guys have known this from at least a month.
Oh, they knew it from, I don't know what they know or they don't know, but it sounds like, looking back, hindsight 2020, we might have known this for a while. One thing I do know, it's time to take a step into the day spa. You hate to hear this, Vlad. Couple takes a DNA test. Not good. But it's not what you think.
What do you mean?
They're not related.
Oh, Jesus.
Whew. But the woman found out that her soon-to-be husband has a great-great-grandfather that was a serial killer. Raises the red flag, wedding is off.
Wait, really?
Yeah. He's got serial killer blood in him.
So?
Yeah, if I was dating a girl and her great-great-grandfather or
great-great-grandfather
was a serial killer, whatever. I mean, sleep with one eye open, but whatever.
I'm not caring about that.
I didn't know who that person was. I would just be so relieved that we weren't related or like brother and sister.
Yeah, like she's real. That's the red flag.
Yeah.
So if they were related, it would have been all right then.
I didn't say that. I'm just
saying. Where are they from? Are they from Morgantown?
They're from America. That's all I got.
Are they from Morgantown? That sounds like some West Virginia stuff.
Well, West Virginia. Well, I'm not getting into that, man. I'm from Louisiana. I can't really talk about that. Oh, man. Next segment, it's all about the letter M here in South Florida sports. Well, big
money?
Question mark. No, big question mark after that letter M. We'll discuss next.
Marriage?
Let's not. 560 WQAM.
100-777-1225. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
There's a whole lot of savings going on now at Staples. During Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $150 on select office and desk chairs. And when you buy a chair, you save 25% on desks, storage solutions, and office accessories. Plus, your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. And when you return an Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. Now is definitely the time to save at Staples. Chair offer ends 10/28, in-store only. Exclusions apply on Amazon offer.
Did you know you can listen to us on your smart speaker? Just ask your device to play WQAM. All our shows, all our games, all our shenanigans. WQAM on your smart speaker.
This segment is brought to you by the letter M. Why?
Minaj?
Ooh. Maybe later. Maybe. Big maybe, too, by the way. Marlins. Let's start with the Marlins. South Florida. M. Overall, Vlad, I think everyone will agree, successful season. A lot of people didn't see them making the playoffs. A lot of people doubted Kim Ang. A lot of people.
Shout out to her.
Great job. Great job.
First
history, by the way.
Yes. First female GM, too.
Asian female GM playoffs. History.
Or team to the playoffs. So team shout that, out to her. Shout out to Skip Schumacher as well.
Let's be honest, Vlad. I don't think we've given enough credit. After the All-Star break, when things started going south, a lot of people said, well, at least the Marlins gave us half a season. to enjoy and keep things interesting, but it was a good run while it lasted. They could have folded the tents and they could have just let the momentum take them, but they kept fighting. They made some moves, and now they set themselves up for a very good thing. So successful season no matter what. I know it kind of ended in a thud. You lost, only scored one run in each of the two games against the Philadelphia Phillies. Overall successful season. Do you feel as though now the culture and just the foundation of that team is set up for future playoff success? I want to say yes. I want to say the moves they made this year to just get into the playoffs also kind of set them up for the long run.
Marlins kind of remind me of the Panthers. And where they like quietly, slowly are developing a winning culture. And maybe they're just missing, obviously, probably a big name or a marquee name. But they have the talent. They have the young talent that's there. I think the only bad thing is that Sandy being out for 2024 kind of takes a little luster out of next season.
That's tough when your ace is going to miss the entire season no matter what. Now, look at the positive side. Max Meyer, who's recovering from Tommy John surgery, missed all this season.
Hopefully he comes back.
Hopefully he'll be back.
He's back. But shout out to you.
Yuri Perez, I'm hoping.
I got to give you your flowers. You were the only person that I know that was highly, highly excited about the Luis Arraez pickup.
Pablo Sanchez, everybody said, we're just giving him away.
And the fact that this man is the... I think he's the first player to win back-to-back
in different
batting titles in different leagues.
Yes.
In back-to-back years. First time. Like, that's crazy. Like, you were to...
Batted around 350 this year, by the way.
Dude, yeah, and he won last year's award in the AL. He was probably like 316 or 318. So the fact that he goes to the league that's always renowned for pitching, and he was flirting with 400 for... at least a third, a quarter, not even a third, at least 40% of the season that you thought that maybe he has a chance.
Yeah. National news was talking about it.
Your boy, Soler.
And when he was healthy, he was great this year. As an all-star.
Played well. Jazz, injury-wise, that hurt. But as you can see, we know the talent that he has. And if he can play a full season, Jazz is top three, one of those most exciting players in the league.
Yeah, he's a dynamic, great player.
And he can keep it healthy.
And he's flashy and he's crazy, but I also think he's a team player. Look what he did. He moved from second, he was an all-star, to center field and always seemed to have the team in mind. I thought Brian De La Cruz took a big step up this year.
I think, yes, he did. So they have a lot to look. Josh Bell back.
Josh Bell.
For a full season. They have a lot of positives to take with this.
They've also had a very, very strong, and I know prospects, minor league team, they've had strong minor league teams, whether it be the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, that's AAA, whether it be the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, that's AA, and then Jupiter, I can't remember the team, that's I think they're single A rookie team, but they've gotten a lot of pitching, they've gotten some good batting, and I think now they have this kind of culture where next year, look for them to maybe be a little bit better, it's a long season, but not just be happy to make the playoffs. I think next year, there may still be a wild card team. Because let's not think about the Braves are going to fall
off.
Exactly.
Let's slow down here. That team in Atlanta.
I'm not saying we're going to win the division. But I'm saying we're probably going to be another wild card team. But next year.
But you want to be in the division series next season.
We're here to compete next year.
You want to be in the division series.
I think this year, as bad as it sounds, we got there and said, we did it. We made it into the playoffs. Next year, it's not going to be that.
If you do make the playoff as a wild card team, host the wild card.
Host those wild cards. Give us some games so you and I can get out to some of these games. I was believing.
Oh, man. Well, you too, huh?
If they make it to the World Series, just imagine.
Let you guys peek into to the window. If the Marlins had won the division series, I mean, won the wild card series, Dan and I were going to be the Marlin reporters covering the postseason.
Yeah, for every home game. We did get denied for away games, but I didn't think we were going to go.
I don't think they were going to give us away games.
I don't think we were going to go anyway, so let's just...
In 03, with the good help of Howard David, I went to go cover game 6 of the Marlins-Yankee series for the station.
Goodness.
And yeah, it was... Yes, that's the most famous picture of me in the back cover of Palm Beach Post. Looks like Josh Beckett's giving me a De Niro shot.
Ah,
Yeah.
So I think the foundation is good.
Champagne bottle, but yeah, no.
Skip Schumacher, Kim Ng, pushing all the right buttons this year.
They played well. Skip did very well. There's a lot of great young talent, and the pitcher now, he's not a rookie, so they don't have to watch his innings next season.
Yuri Perez.
So he's going to have to step up because Sandy's going to be gone. Sandy's out for a year, so he's going to be the
guy. Max Meyer is our guy, too. Braxton Garrett, still good. Jesus Luzardo made giant steps this year.
Shout out to the Marlins. So South Florida had all four of their professional teams this year in 2023, even though I know 2022 was the Dolphins. But if you look at the year 2023, every team in South Florida had a postseason game.
Right.
And that is something that South Florida, Miami, give yourself a round of applause because
that does not happen.
That doesn't happen at all. That means your organization, that means you as fans have supported the team, helped the team. Shout out to you guys because four teams, man. Like, think about it. You saw four playoffs games, you saw playoff games from all four professional teams this season.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not even including the college basketball run that the Miami Hurricanes ladies and men team had, the FAU, getting to the Final Four, Nova Southeastern winning
national championships.
So, shout out to you guys. So, I was very happy that I wanted the Marlins to get to the postseason just for that. This city, you guys have. Something
let me throw it out there one more
time.
Something else to little boast about. Let's take it to all levels. Chaminade Madonna still in the running for the high school football national championship. I'm just saying. Out there. Maybe one more team can make the playoffs again this year.
I don't know about
Inter Miami.
I don't know about that, cousin, because the M that you're talking about, is he playing?
Now, I saw in the Miami Herald there was an article saying signs point to yes, he's been a participant in practice.
Full practice yesterday.
Yes, he has been full practice. This is do or die time. You basically have to win out these next three games to get in. Not an easy task, especially against the team that's already won the regular season in MLS, in FC Cincinnati, who's also out for blood and revenge. And then you get two against Charlotte, both home and away. It can happen. It can easily happen if the M that I'm talking about, Lionel Messi, plays. Is he really that hurt is the question. Is he maybe a little bit hurt?
He's got to be banged up, bro.
I think he's banged up because he's never been one to hound dog it throughout his whole career. Now, granted, he's always played FC Barcelona, PSG, Argentina, but interesting, if he doesn't play tonight, then you know either A, he's really hurt, or Inter Miami feel as though there's no way that they can get into the playoffs. Why risk him going out there and running and gunning? The only thing is this now. There are rumors, and we've talked about these rumors that go around with soccer, but there are rumors that if Inter Miami doesn't make the MLS playoffs, that they will loan him back to his heart of heart teams, FC Barcelona, when the season ends.
Don't do that.
But these are rumors. Once again, I don't know how much validity is in that, but those are the rumors that, you know, have been going around.
No, I don't think so.
Don't see how that would not play very well here in South Florida and really in MLS and in the world, you know?
Well, MLS playoffs would love to have Messi there. And the other thing, Apple. Without the star, the reason why Apple has the MLS league pass is because Messi, right? That was they already had it prior, but that was a key key ingredient in bringing him back and bringing him into Miami. Mm-hmm. So I would think there's a lot, if he's not playing and if he's not in the postseason, there's a lot of money and
on the table.
Advertisement that's going to be.
Which makes me believe he's maybe seriously hurt and needs an offseason arrest. But that's the other thing.
Well, then do that.
But if he's seriously hurt and can't really play, then what would be the use of transferring him or loaning him out to FC Barcelona?
Well, I mean, that's the thing right now. You can't transfer a man, and if he's been told that he's banged up for one team, but then all of a sudden
play for another.
Right, because I don't think that's his character. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, he's going to lie just to play for another team.
So I think he plays tonight. To be honest with you, I think he gives it a go from the very beginning.
They need this win, bro.
They see what they can get
really
out of him.
They need it.
Go out there. Give us what you got. If you can't go, let us know. We'll get you out of there. If you can go, Get us that 3 points, and let's keep moving. Now, the other rumor surrounding Messi, now this one may have a little more legs than the whole transferring over, is that when his contract is up with Inter Miami, which we know is up not this season but the next, that he will return to his childhood. And when I say childhood team, remember, he went to FC Barcelona when he was like 14 years old. So this was like when he was a little kid. Newell's Old Boys in Argentina. And there's some... a lot of people saying that he wants to end his career with Newell Old Boys in Argentina. Once again, it sounds right that a player would want to do that. But this is a guy who's also been non-committal after he was committal, that he wouldn't play in any more World Cups after the last one. He's now saying he doesn't know if he's going to play in a World Cup. So he's saying basically he doesn't know whether he's retiring or not. So Inter Miami, do you think when his contract's up, maybe he sticks around for another year or two, likes it so much here in South Florida, plays in a World Cup, and, you know, does a swan song with Newell's Old Boys in Argentina? I don't know.
Nah.
Once again, we're kind of putting the carriage ahead of the horse.
Nah. I think what happened to him, he's old. He's getting older.
He is.
He came in, and when he came in, Messi mania took over. And
it was wild.
It was wild. It was running wild. It was running wild all over. And it finally caught up to him. That's it. He's not 30. He's not 26. He's 36.
Do you feel, though, with everything that's happened, with, you know, Inter Miami not winning so much, he not playing as much, some of the luster, some of the love has kind of tempered down with Lionel Messi and Inter Miami? Or is it still very
love,
strong?
I
think it's just, we don't
but
see
what
it.
What I would say is, all right, here's what, this was the bad thing. Right when the momentum was happening was also when football was beginning as well. So the fact that he hasn't played. You haven't. It's almost like we haven't seen him in, what, 3 weeks now?
It's been a while.
So when you have the Dolphins playing well, you have the Canes playing well, you had the heat seasons come beginning, the Dame trade didn't happen. Like, all this stuff was happening while he was resting. Remember, the Dame trade news happened the day we found out he wasn't playing in the U.S. Open Cup. That was the same night. That Wednesday.
Oh, the Dame. Yes, yeah. Yes. Okay, I thought you said when Dame wanted to trade in Portland.
No. Dame got traded to Milwaukee, was the same night that Messi. Now, put it this way. Everybody would still talk about Dame not being traded to Miami, but what if they won their second title with Messi leading them to their second title? We would still have that excitement and, you know, that talk. They would still be the talk of the town.
I think
he hasn't played,
right?
And nobody wants to go see them if he's not playing. That's the unfortunate thing.
I think that's what we're getting to. It's a little out of sight, out of mind. You know how he can get back top of everyone's mind?
Playing.
Score tonight.
Play.
Score.
No, just play.
I want him to score.
Well, so goes back to my original question that I asked you months ago. Do they want to see Inter Miami win, or do they want to see Messi play and score?
I need to see Inter Miami win, because a loss all but ensures that you're probably not going to make the playoffs. And then what's the point of playing Messi if he's got some scar tissue or some soft tissue or some knee or some ankle and stuff like that? Go out there, score, win, Messi mania back. Just get into the playoffs, baby. And you know,
we would love if Inter Miami.
No one wants to play
Inter Miami. Inter Miami got to the playoff, bro. Like you said, nobody would want to play in Miami because nobody would want to go against the GOAT in a, you know, elimination game. That's what the playoffs are, right?
And we've talked about this. I don't like the MLS style. I like the home and home, the aggregates, and everything like they do in Europe and in South America and all across the world. But I understand the United States is a whole different animal. People like do or die, you know, stuff like that. Still, nonetheless, just get... Is that our new Miami, Inter Miami catchphrase? Just get in.
Get in.
That they should put up on a slogan. Just get in.
Just get in.
That's going to be my slogan this weekend, Vlad. Just get in.
Be careful who you tell that slogan to.
Up next, we're going to do some something or nothing on 560 WQAM. We are rolling with some something or nothing. Going to run through some of the things that are happening in the world. Vlad, you will decide whether it is something or nothing. Simone Biles. Woo. Always something. Man, love Simone Biles. She won her sixth all-around world in Belgium yesterday in gymnastics. She seems to be back, maybe back for Paris and even more medals. Most decorated gymnast of all time. Something or nothing.
Something, bro. It's something.
One of the all-time baddest of the bad ones. Let me admit that about Simone Biles. Whew. Really?
Simone's nice, man. She's a great gymnast, bro.
Oh, greatest of all time.
Is she greatest of all time?
Yeah,
she is.
I used to really like Nastia Lukin. I still like Nastia Lukin, but Simone Biles.
Nastia Lukin. The name sounds great.
It's real. Injured Max Scherzer is left off the Rangers ALDS roster. Has got some elbow problems. Is that something or nothing?
That's definitely something. But obviously, if he's injured, he's not going to be able to.
What is he going
to
do? Yeah.
He's not going to be able to do anything. But that was. I was looking at the rotation. Their ace is Jordan Montgomery, yeah. I guess. You know, you would have loved to have Scherzer there, but. They didn't need him against Tampa.
You think the Marlins ended with a thud? Tampa, whoo!
Yeah, Tampa's nasty. This was a horrible season for Tampa. This was a disappointing
started great.
Season. Yeah, and then they got overtaken. Yeah, right? Weren't they undefeated for like the first 15 games?
I mean, yeah. And then they had like for a long time the best starting record of any Major League Baseball team ever. And then they get into the wild card and they don't score a run. Goodbye.
Nasty word.
Texas Rangers, gotcha. Speaking of other female athletes that I have relationships with, Megan Rapinoe's farewell has a record NWSL crowd. The OL Reign took on the Washington Spirit. There were 34,130 people in attendance. Is that something or nothing?
That's something.
Love Megan Rapinoe.
It's something. You got to give the women's national team members their flowers for what they did for the sport.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people showing out, people showing love. Yeah, and people love that couple. People showed out for Sue Bird when it was last season in her WNBA final year, and they showing love to Megan Rapinoe.
Love it. Killer Mike recently performed on Fallon. Is that something or nothing?
It's nothing. He always performs on Fallon.
Oh, you don't like Killer Mike, though?
I love Killer Mike, but it's nothing because he always performs on Fallon.
My favorite modern-day rap group, LP. I mean, not LP. They're Run the Jewels. It's Killer Mike and LP.
Yeah.
Run the Jewels. Did you ever watch that Killer Mike show on Netflix?
No.
Oh, man. It's kind of funny. He runs around Atlanta doing all types of crazy things, man. But Killer Mike, love him. Foo Fighters. They planned a tour for next year. Not making a stop here in Miami, something or nothing.
Well, I guess it's something if they're not making a stop in Miami.
I know. No Foo Fighter. No Foo for you. No Foo for you. Of course, we still got the Riptide Festival coming December 2nd and 3rd, Fort Lauderdale Beach. You get the Black Keys. You get my Silver Sun pickups. Jelly Roll going to be making it happen. And assorted other events. That is RiptideMusicFestival.com. Vlad and I will both be there loud and proud.
Are we going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
I'm
trying to broadcast from that.
That's
bad
what I'm
boy.
Saying. Are we going to be broadcasting from there? Because college football season would be over. Well, unless the Canes are playing the ACC championship game. But
still,
that's going to be a night game.
That'd be the place to still broadcast from for you and I. I'm gonna put in a ticket. See how that goes. A Star Wars obsessed Englishman gets 9 years in prison for a 2021 plot to kill Queen Elizabeth II with a crossbow. Is that something or nothing?
That's crazy. Something, of course.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with this guy?
You heard about everything going on in Paris. There is a bed bugs epidemic.
Yeah, bro, I heard about that. What's going on?
Something or nothing. They're having an epidemic with bed bugs.
Dude, it's something. Who wants to go to the City of Lights and then you got a
City of Love, too.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Better hope that's bed bugs. Dude, bed bugs are the worst. You know how hard it is to get rid of bed bugs? It takes months to get rid of them. Word to the wise. Do not take in furniture from the street, ever. Pay the little extra money, and go get it, because bed bugs, at least, if you do everything right, takes 2 months to get rid of. Can't have people over. They bite you in the ankles and the joints. You can't keep spraying the room, cleaning the room, cleaning the mattress. Your body feels tickly and itchy. Bed bugs are the worst. The worst, Vlad, I tell you.
I guess. You tell me.
Don't ever get them.
I won't.
A Delaware man. He recently reeled in a 53-pound blue catfish, something or nothing.
53-pound?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
That's good eating right there.
That's for at least 6 months, right?
Yeah. You don't find a lot of catfish down here in South Florida. In the deep South, catfish is everywhere. Deep-fried catfish, whoo, you get that thin front.
53 pounds.
I know, that's a lot of catfish. Man. A doctor recently says skipping breakfast is not as bad as people might want you to think. Is that something or nothing?
That's something. We've always been told breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and now he's saying that we don't need it.
He says it's a good way to start the day, but you don't need it. And he says,
have you missed breakfast before?
Have I missed breakfast?
You don't miss, yeah, you always miss breakfast.
I never eat breakfast. My breakfast is a cup of black coffee every day. Now, I do love some breakfast at dinner. Breakfast is my favorite meal, but I just don't, in the morning, I'm not getting up to 30 minutes early to eat breakfast. I'll just eat it like tonight. I'll make toast or something like that. Put some pepper jelly and some butter.
Oh, man. That's not a breakfast, bro.
Okay, maybe I'll do something else. I don't know. A woman finds out that her real name is Babrielle instead of Gabrielle due to her mom, who was high on birth medication while filling out her birth certificate. Something or nothing. It's nobody's fault.
So wait, her birth certificate, it says Babrielle?
So this girl's going to get her license, and she puts her security number, and they're like, excuse me, your name's not Gabrielle, it's Babrielle. And she's like, what? And her mom's like, well, maybe I was high on birth medication at the time that I was filling out your birth certificate. So her name's Babrielle. I kind of like it. I kind of like it. I like the story. No?
That sucks.
I don't think it sucks, though.
That stinks, man.
Just imagine if you found out today that your real name wasn't Vladimir, at least on your birth certificate.
Okay, but I've been known as Vladimir. I've been referred to as Vladimir. Might as well just change my name to Vladimir. You know, like if my name was Vladimir, yeah, it'd be upsetting.
This is no lie. My grandmother one time was like, oh, I need to check my birth certificate. I don't know what my real name is. She did not know what her real name was. She went by Thelma, but her real name was Eugenie. She just said that. She goes, oh, okay, it says Eugenie? Okay. I was like, you're a grandmother and you don't know your own name? Right in front of her grandchild. Oh, Eugenie. Oh, goodness. Okay. That's how they were in the Cajun community. Didn't keep the greatest records. A woman has been branded a bad stepmother for planning a family vacation but not taking her husband's
children?
Son.
So what? She planned a family vacation. Does the son live with them?
Yeah, I got no idea. What do you call that when both parents have it?
They co-parent, but I'm just saying, if you're planning a family vacation.
Well, they have kids together. They have full kids together.
I get that.
The kid, they have dual custody, the other mother.
I get that.
She figured, let the other mother take the kid.
It's not. That's not the point, Dan.
What are you mad at?
It's not mad. It's the point of the matter is, just like, yo, what's the situation like? She's getting labeled as a bad stepmother, but what's the situation like?
Because she didn't bring her husband's son.
I get that. But is the son living with them or not? If they're co-parenting, what's the relationship like? Because I can understand it.
He got enough vacations with his real mother.
That's her reason.
Why is he getting double vacations when all the other kids aren't getting double vacations?
Double vacations with their mother. What kind of craziness is that? That's a reaching. That's a reach. Listen, I don't know if she's a bad stepmother or not. I don't know if you want to be labeled as a bad stepmother if, you know, you just didn't have the plan. Now, if she just didn't want the child there, yeah.
That's good.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you just don't like the child, you hate the child, then yeah, you're a bad stepmother.
It's going to be a tough living situation.
And by the way, if you're saying that she's like, nah, the child doesn't need two vacations, that's still a bad stepmother. You can't. Why are you counting that man's vacation time?
Yeah. Kids, man, you know, come on, man.
Why are you counting that kid's vacation time?
Last but not least, a Louisiana high school student loses her scholarship over twerking on social media. Something or nothing.
What state is this?
Louisiana.
Okay, that's your state. You can't twerk out there in Louisiana?
Apparently, the school that offered her a scholarship did not take kindly to her twerking on her social media pages.
How old is she?
She's like 17, 18 years old. She's a senior in high school.
Well, you know what?
Social media can be the death of you.
Yeah, well, listen, you're not of age.
New rule.
To be twerking like that.
New rule. If you're in the running for a scholarship in college, no twerking on the social media.
Don't be twerking if you don't have the scholarship yet or if you're not of adult age.
But maybe it'll open up a new door and she'll have an OnlyFans.
Well, I mean, she can. That's nasty. If you,
she's 18. I'm saying she's 18.
Oh, she. Okay. Thank you. Okay. But hey, man, you got to understand, they're always looking at you.
Yes, indeed. Be careful on social media. Thanks for joining us also on X, YouTube, Twitch, all that good stuff. Up next, getting you ready for that big Canes Georgia Tech game. First ACC game of the year for the U. Stick around. We'll have more for you on Sports Day 560 WQAM. We are rolling with some something or nothing. Going to run through some of the things that are happening in the world. Vlad, you will decide whether it is something or nothing. Simone Biles. Whew, always something. Man, love Simone Biles. She won her sixth all-around world in Belgium yesterday in gymnastics. She seems to be back, maybe back for Paris, and even more medals. Most decorated gymnast of all time. Something or nothing.
Something, bro. It's something.
One of the all-time baddest of the bad ones. Let me admit that about Simone Biles. Whew. Really?
Simone's nice, man. And she's a great gymnast, bro.
Oh, greatest of all time.
Is she the greatest of all time?
Yeah,
she is.
I used to really like Nastia Lukin. I still like Nastia Lukin, but Simone Biles.
Nastia Lukin. The name sounds great.
It's real. Injured Max Scherzer is left off the Rangers ALDS roster. Has got some elbow problems. Is that something or nothing?
That's definitely something. I mean, but obviously if he's injured, he's not going to be able to.
What is he going
to
do? Yeah.
He's not going to be able to do anything. But that was. I was looking at the rotation. Their ace is Jordan Montgomery, I guess. You know, you would have loved to have Scherzer there, but didn't need him. They didn't need him against Tampa.
You think the Marlins ended with a thud? Tampa, whoo!
Yeah, Tampa's nasty. This was a horrible season for Tampa. This was a disappointing
started great.
Season. Yeah, and then they got overtaken. Yeah, right? Weren't they undefeated for the first best, 15 games?
I mean, yeah. And then they had for a long time the best starting record of any Major League Baseball team ever, and then they get into the wild card and they don't score a run. Goodbye.
Nasty word.
Texas Rangers, gotcha. Speaking of other female athletes that I have relationships with, Megan Rapinoe's farewell has a record NWSL crowd. The OL Reign took on the Washington Spirit. There were 34,130 people in attendance. Is that something or nothing?
That's something.
Love Megan Rapinoe.
It's something. You got to give the women's national team members their flowers for what they did for the sport.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people showing out, people showing love. Yeah, and people love that couple. People showed out for Sue Bird when it was last season in her and WNBA final year, and they showing love to Megan Rapinoe.
Love it. Killer Mike recently performed on Fallon. Is that something or nothing?
It's nothing. He always performs on Fallon.
Oh, you don't like Killer Mike, though?
I love Killer Mike, but it's nothing because he always performs on Fallon.
My favorite my favorite modern-day rap group, LP. I mean, not LP. They're Run the Jewels. It's Killer Mike and LP. Yeah. Run the Jewels. Did you ever watch that Killer Mike show on Netflix?
No.
Oh, man. It's kind of funny. He runs around Atlanta doing all types of crazy things, man. But Killer Mike, love him. Foo Fighters. They planned a tour for next year. Not making a stop here in Miami, something or nothing.
Well, I guess it's something if they're not making a stop in Miami.
I know. No Foo Fighter. No Foo for you. No Foo for you. Of course, we still got the Riptide Festival coming December 2nd and 3rd, Fort Lauderdale Beach. You get the Black Keys. You get my Silver Sun pickups. Jelly Roll going to be making it happen. And assorted other events. That is RiptideMusicFestival.com. Vlad and I will both be there loud and proud.
Are we going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
Are we going to?
I'm trying to broadcast from that.
That's
bad
what I'm
boy.
Saying. Are we going to be broadcasting from there? Because college football season would be over. Well, unless the Canes are playing the ACC championship game. But still, that's going to be a night game.
That'd be the place to still broadcast from for you and I. I'm gonna put in a ticket, see how that goes. A Star Wars obsessed Englishman gets 9 years in prison for a 2021 plot to kill Queen Elizabeth II with a crossbow. Is that something or nothing?
That's crazy. Something, of course.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with this guy?
You heard about everything going on in Paris. There is a bed bugs epidemic.
Yeah, bro, I heard about that. What's going on?
Something or nothing. They're having an epidemic with bed bugs.
Dude, it's something. Who wants to go to the City of Lights and then you got a
City of Love, too.
Oh, yeah. Well,
better hope that's bed bugs. Dude, bed bugs are the worst. You know how hard it is to get rid of bed bugs? It takes months to get rid of them. Word to the wise. Do not take in furniture from the street, ever. Pay the little extra money and go get it, because bed bugs, at least if you do everything right, takes 2 months to get rid of. Can't have people over. They bite you in the ankles and the joints. You have to keep spraying the room, cleaning the room, cleaning the mattress. Your body feels tickly and itchy. Bed bugs are the worst. The worst, Vlad, I tell you.
I guess. You tell me.
Don't ever get them.
I won't.
A Delaware man. He recently reeled in a 53-pound blue catfish, something or nothing.
53-pound?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
That's good eating right there.
That's for at least 6 months, right?
Yeah. You don't find a lot of catfish down here in South Florida. In the deep South, catfish is everywhere. Deep-fried catfish, whoo, get that thin front.
53 pounds.
I know, that's a lot of catfish. Man, man. A doctor recently says skipping breakfast is not as bad as people might want you to think. Is that something or nothing?
That's something. We've always been told breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and now he's saying that we don't need it.
He says it's a good way to start the day, but you don't need it. And he says,
have you missed breakfast before?
Have I missed
breakfast? You always miss breakfast.
I never eat breakfast. My breakfast is a cup of black coffee every day. Now, I do love some breakfast at dinner. Breakfast is my favorite meal. But I just don't, in the morning, I'm not getting up at 30 minutes early to eat breakfast. I'll just eat it like tonight. I'll make toast or something like that. Put some pepper jelly and some butter.
Oh, man. That's not a breakfast, bro.
Okay, maybe I'll do something else. I don't know. A woman finds out that her real name is Babrielle instead of Gabrielle due to her mom, who was high on birth medication while filling out her birth certificate. Something or nothing. It's nobody's fault.
So wait, her birth certificate, it says Babrielle?
So this girl's going to get her license, and she puts her security number, and they're like, excuse me, your name's not Gabrielle, it's Babrielle. And she's like, what? And her mom's like, well, maybe I was high on birth medication at the time that I was filling out your birth certificate. So her name's Babrielle. I kind of like it. I kind of like it. I like the story. No?
That sucks.
I don't think it sucks, though.
That stinks, man.
Just imagine if you found out today that your real name wasn't Vladimir, at least on your birth certificate.
Okay, but I've been known as Vladimir. I've been referred to as Vladimir. Might as well just change my name to Vladimir. You know, like if my name was Gladimir, yeah, it'd be upsetting.
This is no lie. My grandmother one time was like, oh, I need to check my birth certificate. I don't know what my real name is. She did not know what her real name was. She went by Thelma. But her real name was Eugenie. She just said that. She goes, oh, okay, it says Eugenie? Okay. I was like, you're a grandmother and you don't know your own name? Right in front of her grandchild. Oh, Eugenie. Oh, goodness. Okay. That's how they were in the Cajun community. Didn't keep the greatest records. A woman has been branded a bad stepmother for for planning a family vacation but not taking her husband's
children?
Son.
So what? She planned a family. Does the son live with them?
Yeah, I got no idea what do you call that when both parents have it.
They co-parent, but I'm just saying, if you're planning a family vacation,
well, they have kids together. They have full kids together.
I get that.
The kid, they have dual custody. The other mother.
I get that.
She figured let the other mother take the kid.
It's not. That's not the point, Dan.
What are you mad at?
Not mad. It's the point of the matter is just like, yo, what's the situation like? She's getting labeled as a bad stepmother, but what's the situation like?
Because she didn't bring her husband's son.
I get that. But is the son living with them or not? If they're co-parenting, what's the relationship like? Because I can understand
it. He got enough vacations with his real mother.
That's her reason?
Why is he getting double vacations when all the other kids aren't getting double vacations?
Double vacations with their mother. What kind of craziness is that? That's a reach. Listen, I don't know if she's a bad stepmother or not. I don't know if you want to be labeled as a bad stepmother if, you know, you just didn't have the plan. Now, if she just didn't want the child there, yeah.
That's good.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you just don't like the child, you hate the child, then yeah, you're a bad stepmother.
It's going to be a tough living situation.
And by the way, if you're saying that she's like, nah, the child doesn't need two vacations, that's still a bad stepmother. You can't. Why you counting that man's vacation time?
Yeah. Kids, man, you know, come on, man.
Why you counting that kid's vacation time?
Last but not least, a Louisiana high school student loses her scholarship over twerking on social media. Something or nothing.
What state is this?
Louisiana.
Okay, that's your state. You can't twerk out there in Louisiana?
Apparently the school that offered her a scholarship did not take kindly to her twerking on her social media pages.
How old is she?
She's like 17, 18 years old. She's a senior in high school.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Mm-mm. Social media can be the death of you.
Yeah, well, listen, you're not of age.
New
to
rule.
Be twerking like that.
New rule. If you're in the running for a scholarship in college, no twerking on the social media.
Don't be twerking if you don't have the scholarship yet or if you're not of adult age.
But maybe it'll open up a new door and she'll have an OnlyFans.
Well, I mean, she can. That's nasty. If you.
She's 18. I'm saying she's 18.
Oh, she. Okay. Thank you. Okay. But hey, man, you got to understand, they're always looking at you.
Yes, indeed. Be careful on social media. Thanks for joining us also on X, YouTube, Twitch, all that good stuff. Up next, getting you ready for that big Canes Georgia Tech game. First ACC game of the year for the U. Stick around. We'll have more for you on Sports Day 560 WQAM.